What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All righty, hour number two of our radio program. It is a Zach Gelb show on the Infinity Sports Network. So Cooper Flagg, the waiting is over. He ends up being the number one pick of the NBA draft last night, and he goes to the Dallas Mavericks. And let's be real, Kyrie Irving contract situation taken care of. You have Anthony Davis there. But Cooper Flagg is the big piece, even if he may not be their best player right away. But he's the guy, if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, you look to for hope. You look to bring you back to the franchise and make you believe in this organization again. Because let's be real, as we were getting ready to go to the Super Bowl, and we wake up, or actually I was about to go to bed, and as I go to bed, I look at my phone and see, oh my goodness gracious, the Dallas Mavericks have traded Luka Doncic, and they traded Luka Doncic for basically Anthony Davis. One first-round pick and then some basketballs is pretty much what they traded Luka Doncic for. There was a lot of frustration. There was a lot of animosity. And there was a lot of disgust from Dallas Mavericks fans. And public enemy number one, as it should be, was Nico Harrison. So then I was at the NBA playoffs, and it was, I think it was the second round. Yeah, it was the second round up against the Celtics, I'm pretty sure. And they're doing the draft lottery. And I remember that I was in the Delta Club, and I was making my way up to my seats. And I knew the draft lottery was going on, but I'm at the Knicks playoff game, right? So I wasn't paying attention to the draft lottery. And someone said, did you see the Dallas Mavericks got the number one overall pick? And when I saw that, I said, are you bleeping kidding me? That was my first reaction. I'm happy for the fans of Dallas that the Dallas Mavericks got the number one overall pick. But I'm not happy for Nico Harrison because Nico Harrison didn't deserve to get the number one overall pick. You trade Luka Doncic. You don't deserve to get Cooper Flagg and basically just have the ping pong balls or whatever it goes down goes your way where you had a very minuscule chance of getting anywhere close to the number one pick and then you're picking number one overall. But that happens. I will tell you, last night, I don't know who did it, but the first question, so here's what happens. The player gets drafted, goes up on the stage, comes off the stage, does an interview with ESPN TV, then goes to ESPN Radio and does an interview with their draft coverage. Then the NBA with Michael Grady, it's John Fanta, and I think it's Dennis Scott. They end up doing an interview with the number one overall pick. And then before they bring the number one overall pick or any draft pick, to the back to talk to the rest of the media, they have Taylor Rooks, who's also doing something. So you walk off the stage, you do one TV interview, one radio interview, an NBA league affiliate interview, and then a Taylor Rooks interview. So you're doing one, two, three, four interviews, and then you go back and talk to the media. So the first question to Cooper Flagg, I kid you not, and I've been to enough of these events, and some people didn't like the question that I asked to Cooper Flagg, so it is what it is. But the question that I asked to Cooper Flagg, I didn't think it was appropriate to ask it first. So I waited like 6 or 7 or 8 questions into the interview of the 5, 6 to 10 minutes maybe that he's going to be there. The first question was something along the lines of, hey, Cooper, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there that the NBA forced the Dallas Mavericks to trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers, and then in return they got the number one overall pick, which is you. What are your thoughts on that? And he kind of played into it and just basically said, I don't know how you want me to answer that question. I'm just excited to be in Dallas. Something along the lines. He handled it well. But that's the first question when talking to the public media, not ESPN, not NBA TV, not Taylor Rooks, when they say, sit down at the podium and you talk to everyone that has a credential in attendance that they want to be there. I thought that was bizarre. It really was. But I said yesterday, right, I walked into that event and I said, there's two questions I would want to ask him. And we talked about this on the air. One of the questions was some of the lines of, what's your message to Mavericks fans, for example, that lost faith in this organization after they trade Luka and now look to you to be the guy that brings them back to being proud to be a Mavericks fan again? That was one question I was thinking of. And then the other one, since we were really associated with it, is that Scoopy Robinson was on this show. And Scoopy Robinson, who knows Jason Kidd, Scoopy Robinson, he said that the Knicks are Jason Kidd's dream job. He really wants the job. He just has to find a way to get there. So even Jason Kidd's son, TJ Kidd, responded to the interview the other day. So that was a story. And it wasn't just a story, but it was an us story too. So that was something that I thought about asking Cooper Flagg, because he got any assurance from Jason Kidd that Jason Kidd's actually going to be his coach. So I'll get to that exchange in just a second. But that question, I don't know if it created necessarily multiple dominoes falling, but that question at least created one domino falling of Nico Harrison having to respond to what Cooper Flagg had to say about Jason Kidd. But this is just what's on the internet. This is what people are telling me. And we'll play you all this stuff in just a second. But my tweet, and remember, gets drafted, walks off the stage, ESPN interview, ESPN radio interview, NBA TV interview, Taylor Rooks interview, then talk to us. So Cooper Flagg probably walked in the room to talk to us at around 8:55, 9 o'clock. Probably somewhere 8:50, 9 o'clock. Because service wasn't great last night, even though I had some Wi-Fi. I got the video out there of me asking Flagg the question about the Knicks at 9:12. And I waited, right? I didn't just tweet it right from where I was. I waited until the press conference ended, had to chop it up a little bit just on the phone to condense it, and then put it on out there, right? So 9:12, I put that tweet out there. Then it just so happens at 10:05, the Dallas Mavericks put this on their social media, finally calling that kid from Duke, and it's Jason Kidd calling Cooper Flagg. Now, I just wonder when that Jason Kidd phone call happened. Did it happen while he was getting drafted? I don't think so. Possibility. Did it happen before he talked to us in the media? Or did the Dallas Mavericks, who rejected, right, the Knicks' request to interview Jason Kidd? So maybe that was the Mavericks just saying, that's it. It's over in our books. I even texted RJ Choppy, who's a local radio host on 105 Through the Fan. I said, is Jason Kidd as big of a story as it is in New York right now as it is in Dallas? And he says, they haven't really said anything, but once they rejected the request, we haven't really thought much of it. Which I thought was interesting, because this Scoopy Robinson report on our show did not just become a Zach Gelb Show world storyline. This became a national headline. This was tweeted out by a lot of reporters. And you even had, there was, I think it was an agent or something like that, who was on SiriusXM NBA Radio, and even he was talking about potentially Kidd and the Knicks and who knows what the Knicks plan is and all that stuff. So this is out there, and I think it's because a lot of people look at Jason Kidd as a snake, and he's already done this before where he forced his way to go to another organization from an organization that ironically he played for. So I don't think that just because the Mavericks say, hey, Jay Kidd, we're not going to let you go take the Knicks job right now, we're not going to let them interview you, doesn't mean that there's still not a path for Jason Kidd to wind up with the Knicks. I said this, if you put a gun to my head and maybe make a prediction right now, I would say there's still a chance on Jay Kidd, but I would say that Mike Brown gets the job. So let's play you the domino effect of what potentially happened from last night. This is my interaction with Cooper Flagg, talking to him about Jason Kidd and all these rumors with the Knicks, and now Cooper Flagg is coached by Jason Kidd with the Mavericks.
Cooper, being here in New York, there's a ton of speculation about Jason Kidd potentially leaving the Mavs to coach the Knicks. Has he given you any assurance that he'll be your coach? And if so, what do you kind of hope to learn from him?
No, I haven't had those conversations yet at all. But I think talking with, you know, Coach Kidd, you know, my workout and even after I got picked, I was on the phone with him for a minute. I think he's just excited. He has a good vision for me and what I can do and how I can impact the game. So I'm excited to just talk to him more.
Okay, so he answered one question there. I didn't even realize that at the moment. After I talked to Jason Kidd when I got picked. So let's look at these dominoes here. I asked the question about Jason Kidd and the Knicks. Before that, right, Jason Kidd is talking to Cooper Flagg. So they must have had a conversation before he made his way to the podium, which now thinking back to it, he was the second interview of the night. Dylan Harper actually got in and talked to the media before Cooper Flagg did. So maybe that's when the conversation did go down. But anyway, I think we have that phone call, right? We do? All right, let's play that phone call. This is the phone call between Cooper Flagg and Jason Kidd.
Hello?
Hey, Coop.
What's up?
Welcome. What's happening? Congratulations again.
Thank you.
You can breathe now. Were you getting
nervous? Yeah.
Were you starting to sweat a little bit?
Was I? It's been all day. it's been hot, man, but I'm excited.
Hey, welcome to the Mavs family. We're excited. We can't wait. We can't wait for the press conference. And I think that number 32 looks good on you.
Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
And then golf is on you the first time we go out. Okay.
How about winner?
Okay.
Bust on the
done.
Winner. All right.
Done. Hey, enjoy tonight. Enjoy the family.
Thank you. Yeah, I will.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. We'll see you Friday.
All right.
And more of that conversation sounded like this. Yeah, golf's on you because I'm not going to be your coach. But anyway, Nico Harrison was then asked about this. This is Nico Harrison sitting at the podium, and he was asked about our question to Cooper Flagg about Jason Kidd still maybe not coaching him and going to the Knicks.
Maybe just because it was in New York, but Cooper got asked if he had assurances that Jason Kidd was going to be the coach next season. You obviously brought up Jay Kidd just a second ago, but since it keeps being asked, since the rumors are still out there, just wanted to see if you can conclusively say that Jay Kidd is going to be the head coach next season.
Are there rumors still out there about Jay Kidd?
Apparently.
Oh, okay. I thought I shut him down. Yes, he will be the coach next year.
So there you go. So this is what I guess happened when we try to construct this timeline now. You know, we can remember when you guys worked with Maggie and Perloff and they would have that whiteboard out there and they would sometimes would make it look like a crime scene board and you would have all those things stringed up on it and everything. This is what this is right now. Cooper Flagg gets drafted. Cooper Flagg talks to Jason Kidd. Cooper Flagg then talks to the media. I ask Cooper Flagg, hey, there's some talk here in New York about Jason Kidd coaching the Knicks. Have you got any assurances from your coach that he's still going to be your coach and he's not going to take the Knicks job? Cooper Flagg, we haven't talked about that. I did have a conversation with him, though, right after the draft. We didn't get into that. Then the Mavericks at 10:05 p.m. Eastern time put the phone call out there. And then after that, Nico Harrison gets asked about that at his press conference. So I'll ask this question. Do we trust Nico Harrison? Do you think right now, Michael Samter, that Jason Kidd will not be the Knicks coach?
I do not think he's going to be the Knicks coach.
Stu?
I agree with Mike. I think he'll stay in Dallas.
Yeah, I think so as well. Here's the thing, though, and this may be asking too much. Nico said no. They rejected him formally. Then Nico doubled down, said he's not going to be there. Have we heard Jason Kidd come out and say that he's not taking the Knicks job? Like, I suppose the relationship with his son is not great from things that I've read online, but his son has even commented on an interview about Jason Kidd's dream job being the Knicks. And then here's my question. If the Knicks really want Jason Kidd, and it's now made clear that they're not getting Jason Kidd, what's taking them so long to hire a coach? Because if they want to hire Mike Brown, they can hire Mike Brown tomorrow. They want to hire Taylor Jenkins, they could hire Taylor Jenkins tomorrow. If they want to hire the Minnesota Timberwolves assistant, you could do that tomorrow. So what's really happening here? I'm going to sit here, though, and say that Jason Kidd's not going to be coach the Knicks. I think there's a small chance, but I don't think it's likely. And as I said from when we made our first pie chart, I believe that it's going to end up being Mike Brown. Let's get one more from Nico Harrison. Will the flag pick silence the anger towards him with the Dallas Mavericks fans?
Are you hopeful, optimistic, that by drafting Cooper, some of the anger that had been directed at you personally will subside now?
I'm hoping so. You know, I'm assuming so a little bit, maybe.
Wishful thinking. I do think it helps ease the situation a little bit. Pretty much, this is a life raft that he got. He was drowning. No one was going to save him. And then someone said, you know what? Let's throw a life raft out there. And it was Cooper Flagg. If Cooper Flagg is great, I still think there will always be a distrust with the fans and Nico Harrison because they got rid of Luka. But if Cooper Flagg ends up hitting it off with Kyrie and Anthony Davis, and within the next 2 or 3 years, they get back to a conference finals, and Cooper Flagg looks like he's the next coming of the great NBA player and a face of the league guy. Yeah, some people always say, well, we had Luka, right? You had Luka, and you didn't get enough back for him. There will always be that there, but this is his chance to get the fans back to at least tolerating the organization again. I'm not going to say back on his side, but that's just the way that I look at it. But I don't think just because they have Cooper Flagg now that everyone's going to be sitting there and throwing rose petals at one Nico Harrison. Finally, let's listen up to Dylan Harper. This was Dylan Harper about joining a young, exciting core with the San Antonio Spurs.
You talked a little bit about the younger players, Victor Wembanyama, Stephon Castle, obviously De'Aaron Fox is established. Clearly it's exciting to get drafted in the NBA, but to go to a place with such history that's also trying to build it back up, just what are those emotions with a young group?
I mean, I think all my life it's always been like, how can I go somewhere and know we make something happen, you know, just, and obviously get to the championship. And I think with that young group, they in the right direction. They had a great everything, man, from the front office to the equipment manager, even to the video guy, man. Them all around is great. So, I mean, I think the coach over there, the guy, is great, and I just love him, and I'm just happy that I'm a part of it now.
You look at this core that they have. They got Stephon Castle, the reigning Rookie of the Year. He's 20 years old. The man that won the Rookie of the Year 2 years ago, Victor Wembanyama, is 21. De'Aaron Fox is established. He's 27. You also have Devin Vassell on that team. And not only did you go out there and you got Dylan Harper, who could have been a number one overall pick in other years if it wasn't for Cooper Flagg being in this draft, then at 14, you get a heck of a value in Carter Bryant out of Arizona. Like, you look at this team, Wemby, Castle, Fox, Harper, Vassell, and Carter Bryant. That's a heck of a young nucleus. And then the coach, Mitch Johnson, who has taken over Pop, I know he's the interim last year. I think he's like 38 or 39. It's a young group for the Spurs. And expectations should be up there next year. And I hope Wemby's okay and everything's good and they have good health around that organization, because that could be one of the more fun teams to watch in the NBA. Because they got such a young group. And that's a team, you could have a young group and win quickly. Look at what happened with the Oklahoma City Thunder this past year. All right, it is Zach Gelbsch on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to a news brief on the other side.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All righty, this is Zach Gelbsch on the Infinity Sports Network. We just played you in the last segment all this Cooper Flag stuff. So let's go back to Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey on going to the Utah Jazz.
What's your overall thoughts about getting selected by the Jazz?
Just a blessing. I mean, the little kid and me smiling hard right now because I know the hard work, the sacrifices, the blood, the sweat, the tears, not just for me, but my family put into this. So to look at me and just smiling at me right now. So I'm just blessed to be here.
Had you had any idea they had any interest in you?
No idea.
No, yeah, no idea they were interested in you because you refused to work out with anybody. And he wanted to go to D.C. He wanted to go to Brooklyn, reportedly. He wanted to go to New Orleans. And the first pick was Cooper Flagg. The second pick was Dylan Harper, right? You're not expecting to go there. All right, the Sixers, you got to cancel the workout. We go with VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. Then four did go Con Knipple from Duke to Charlotte. And then the fifth pick, I think most people thought the Jazz were going to pass on him. And then, all right, you get your way maybe with the Pelicans or the Wizards or the Nets, all in that range. Well, we did end up seeing the Utah Jazz take him at five, and I commend the Utah Jazz for taking him. Utah Jazz need talent, and Ace Bailey is very talented. But you sit there, and are you actually happy? Because there was a feeling on the internet that he was not happy just by looking at him, and then he said what he said. I think it was to who's the guy at ESPN? Marcus Spears, the football player. Who the heck is the guy? Mark Spears. Yeah. Thank you. Mark Spears. Mark Spears was sitting there, and he just had the exchange with him on that. So I'm still sitting in an interview room last night, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, is this guy actually happy? And let's see if he'll make it abundantly clear. And that was this exchange.
Ace, there was a lot of speculation that built up in your draft process. You know, you seem pretty happy to me to be going to Utah. Well, what do you say to people that maybe just don't believe that?
I mean, I control what I control. So how they feel, how they feel. But to my team and me, me focusing on the basketball and them doing what they're doing. So it happens.
When you say I could only control what I could control, make it seem as if it's not the ideal situation for you, which it's not. You know, you come out and say, hey, I'm not expecting him to do this, but I think he could handle it this way. You know, there was a lot of stuff going on in the pre-draft process, and there were other teams that I was eyeing, but this is the team that ultimately took me. I'm forever grateful to them. I'm fired up to be there, and I'm looking to make the most of the opportunity and win a lot of games with the Utah Jazz. I think that would have been better than the way that he answered it. But I think one thing is clear with Ace Bailey through this process, and this is a fine way to live. I don't think he gives a bleep what anybody thinks. And I just hope the way that he handled this and some of the immaturity that he showed and some of the questionable decisions that he's made, he doesn't walk into Utah frowning, not appreciative of the opportunity, not happy to be there. And even if you're not thrilled, and I can understand it, at least go be a professional. And when there's a chance to leave, then you could go. But don't try to get out of there before you even get there. Go play and go shut a lot of people up. And then if you want to leave eventually, then you want to leave, and there's nothing we could do about it. Here is Dylan Harper on joining the Spurs.
I think when you play with a bunch of great players, it just brings the best out of you. So, I mean, they got a great group of young core over there. I'm just ready to get in there and just make an impact any way I can with them guys.
And let's go to the Spurs GM, Brian Wright. Do the Spurs have too many wing players now?
Positions in this day and age don't matter as much. We just saw playoffs where the team that won had a 6'5 wing that guarded the center, right? And you start to put offensive skill sets together and having multiple ball handlers, multiple people that can create, multiple people that can put pressure on the rim and make life easier for other players on the floor, I think that's an advantage, and I think we can do that for all 48 minutes. And so I'm not as concerned about positional overlap and trying to find skills and people that can put us in advantage situations and be able to play off that, and he can definitely do that.
I think when you look at some of the top storylines from this draft transition here, people are going to talk about Cooper Flagg. They're going to talk about Ace Bailey. They're going to talk about the two players the Spurs got in the top 15. And then I also think they're going to talk about what the Pelicans did. Because the Pelicans, they made a selection. And they made a selection at 6. It was Trey Johnson out of Texas. Jeremiah Fears at 7. Out of Oklahoma. So that was the selection they made. And then, it's always so confusing to follow this stuff, especially when the trades happen, because this is my gripe every year. The player gets traded and they're wearing the hat of the team that they were drafted by, but since the trade isn't official, they don't wear the other hat. The NBA should just be like, hey, this team makes a trade, and that's a team that has him. And then if something happens where it doesn't end up being going down and it can't end up being official when the time is, then whatever, you'll go back and fix it. But anyway, the Wizards moved up and they made this deal. It was the Pelicans that moved up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. They move up and they make this deal and they end up getting Derek Queen. So they end up taking Derek Queen, the Pelicans, and Derek Queen's a fine player at Maryland, right? We saw what Derek Queen did at Maryland. He's good, but you're taking him at 13 and you give up an unprotected one next year. Now, last time I checked here, the Pelicans are not on the verge of being great. They were 21-61 last year. You're going to give up an unprotected one to move up to 13 to get Derek Queen? Now, if Derek Queen goes on to be a great player, unbelievable. But what happens if you suck next year and you end up getting number one overall pick next year? It's unprotected. So when they said that it was unprotected, I was sitting there, I was like, I don't know about that. Something to me that I was like, ooh, I don't like that deal. But anyway, here is Joe Dumars on trading up for Queen.
When you identify a player that you think this can be one of the foundations here, you go and get them. And that's what we did. I mean, like, we targeted Queen. We thought he could be a heck of an addition here. And we were really aggressive about going and getting him in this draft.
I'll see how it works. Today, it's a move that you go, ooh, I don't like it for the future. But remember, the Houston Texans got ripped when they traded up to 3 to go get Will Anderson. They drafted CJ Stroud and they got Will Anderson's been great. They didn't end up missing. They were better than what people thought. They didn't end up missing that future first round pick. Even this year, if you go back to the NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons traded a future 1 to go get James Pierce Jr. They were ripped for it. We'll see how it ends up working. But I will say the Falcons are supposed to be better than what the Pelicans are. The Texans at the time were not. So maybe the Pelicans end up being better, but you're probably still picking in the lottery next year. Either way. So even if it's not right towards the top of the draft, but we just saw a team that was supposed to be towards the back of the lottery end up getting a number 1 overall pick and have the ping pong balls fall their way in the Dallas Mavericks. So Colin Murray-Boyles, he got drafted by the Toronto Raptors, and he did not look thrilled to be going to the Toronto Raptors. It looked like he basically said, bro, oh bleep. This was him afterwards on TSN on his reaction that kind of did go viral.
Want to give you a chance to explain your reaction in the moment.
Oh, WTF for sure. WTF all the way till my name got called. Man, it was crazy. But geez, I almost shed a tear. But I tried to keep my composure. But, you know, it's surreal. You know, like, I dreamed of this when I was a kid. Like, you never know you're going to be there till you're there, for real. So it's like, it's crazy.
I kind of buy him, even though it did not look that way. Because how many times something surreal happens and you just go, like, what the bleep, bro? Now, it's usually said with a smile on your face, but this is him getting drafted, reaching what is a lifelong dream. I kind of believe him that he was just like, WTF. Bro, like, this is crazy. But it just looked at it with the way his emotions were and his facial expressions were that he goes, oh, like, if he went to the Miami Heat and that video was there, I don't know if people are saying that, but the fact it's not in the U.S. and it's in Toronto, that's what I think also makes it easier for people to think that he was miserable about it. Let's go to Brad Stevens. So we know the Celtics say goodbye to Kristaps Porzingis. He goes to the Hawks. We know that Jrue Holiday is going to Portland. And now there's all these rumors about the Celtics potentially trading Jaylen Brown or Derek White. Here is Brad Stevens. Do the Celtics need to unload more salary?
Our owners, old and new, are committed to spending. There's a lot of things that go into these moves and a lot of things that are really important. And listen, again, it goes back to prioritizing our flexibility. And, you know, I think the second apron basketball penalties are real. And I'm not sure I understood how real until they were staring me in the face in the last month.
I think everyone's kind of that way. Because you read things in sports, and right, we like to have fun in sports, and you hear about all this money stuff and all this rules, and you're like, all right, who gives a rat's ass? They'll figure a way to find it out. But the way that this is structured in the NBA is completely different. So that was that right there, and now we'll see if they end up trading either Jaylen Brown or Derek White. Let's go to L. Duncan. I actually felt bad for L. Duncan because I don't think this is necessarily on her. A producer is probably in her ear saying, hey, we're going to Cooper Flag, and this is how it sounded on ESPN.
Welcome back to SportsCenter. You're looking at Cooper Flag, and in just over an hour from now, that is not Cooper Flag at all, actually. That is quite famously Ace Bailey. There's Cooper Flag. I was going to say, a lot of... No, that's not him either. That's not Cooper Flag.
And it was Dylan Harper on the second go-around. So I watched this. They're showing the players' feet, and they're panning up, which is a weird shot to me. And then she got it wrong because they told her, oh, we're probably going to Cooper Flag, and it was Ace Bailey. I don't know how you confuse those two guys. I'm not saying her, but how does a producer say, yeah, we're going to Cooper Flag, and you then end up going to Ace Bailey? And then it's like, okay, she's probably thinking, they told me to go to Cooper Flag. It's the next shot. They were just probably out of order. And then, boom, it ends up being Dylan Harper. The other gaffe last night in the broadcast, and once again, this NBA draft stuff is confusing, right? It's clear what ESPN does. They need to put more college basketball people on these shows because we could sit here And especially when these trades go down and it's so unclear. And let's be real, after the first 5-6 picks, you may know a player here or there. For the most part, you don't know these players. And sometimes you just have a name and there's a name of someone that's famous and then the next name does follow. Like, what was it, a few weeks ago? I think I called them the Kansas City Reds. And obviously I was talking about the Kansas City Royals. So I do have a little sympathy here, but this was hilarious. So Colin Murray Boyles, he ended up getting drafted by the Raptors, and I think he got dealt. Oh no, it was by the, who was it here? Oh, it was Cedric Coward, excuse me. See how confusing this is? I'm looking down on the sheet, even I mess it up. But Cedric Coward, he ended up getting drafted by Portland, and he got dealt to Memphis. See, even just following that online right now, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I know the name. I have it right here, and I looked up at 9, and I'm like, oh, Colin Murray Boyles, because that's a Colin. So this guy's name wasn't even Colin. So it's the last name because it's Coward? So that's what happened here? So it was Cedric Coward, and this is what it sounded like with Malika Andrews, as I just completely botched it, just like how Malika Andrews botched it.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Coward here. This is a young man with the ultimate bet on yourself story.
So you know what I think happened there? It's very choppy. I think she knew the name. Do you think someone's talking to her in her ear? Because that annoys the crap.
Maybe.
When
yeah.
someone's talking in my ear, I'm listening to what someone's saying and then I'm trying to speak. I do not do that well. Where someone's giving me information, someone's saying something, and then I have to continue to speak, and then you just say something that you don't mean to say. Now, Ak, you have done a lot of these professional gigs. Do you have any explanation on that one?
The fact that she butchered the name, you mean?
Well, that she called him Colin Coward.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. There's a lot coming at you at that moment. You can say whatever you want. That, you know, maybe somebody, I don't want to say more experience or anything like that, but it happens. It just there's a lot coming at you. You mentioned there may have been somebody in her ear too at the time, which kind of throws your focus off just a little. Your concentration's gone. But it happens, you know. Just, you know, the other thing too is, it's not like it's Cooper Flagg. It's a name you're not as familiar with too. So,
well, let's be real. Just,
and the other thing too is, you know, the third part of it is you're probably Colin Coward's a name. It's in your head
in the media.
So,
too.
You know, I mean, he used to work at ESPN. Yeah. You know of him for a long time, even if he's not working at ESPN. I mean, between social media and whatever, you know who Colin Coward is. So it's probably just, you know, it's just one of those things that just got her, you know, Freudian slip.
Let's go to the latest sports flash with Rich Herrera. No, I'm just kidding. That would be like what it would be, you know, another Rich.
Exactly.
And I just end up saying the wrong Rich there.
Hey, I've made some mistakes. I accidentally said Derek Harper last night. And then I caught myself immediately. I said Dylan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll never forget this. I will never forget this. When you were doing the college football show.
Ion football.
Was that
Ion college football?
Ion college football. I was a stringer for you.
Yes, you were.
And we have known each other for...
Too long.
2 decades at least?
Three? Yes.
Okay. You've known me since I was born?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So since I came out of the womb...
Pretty much.
Ak basically knew me. The source is where he was in the delivery room, Ak. He was the first non-Gelb to say, hey, congratulations. You know, welcome to the world.
Yes.
And I never did a stringer report for the network.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right, we'll go to Philadelphia, and standing by is Zoomer.
I tried to mess with you a little.
And then, you said at the end, you go, I've only called him Zoomer. I forgot that his name was Zach.
Yes.
So I'll never forget that. But anyway, finally, here's Shams Charania on the ESPN. Could Giannis Antetokounmpo still get dealt? All right, welcome back in. It is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck at a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. So Samter compiled the list here. There are some things that are set in stone and some things that are being talked about. So it looks like the NHL is going to come to an agreement on a new CBA. and they're going to expend their regular season to 84 games. I'm just going to be honest. And I'm sitting here, and I know that they're not making a drastic jump in terms of the expansion of their regular season schedule. But don't you feel, Stu, at least for the NHL and also the NBA? Now, these leagues won't end up doing it. But if anything, shouldn't they reduce the amount of games?
Yes, absolutely.
So going from 82 regular season games to 84 games, it's not the end of the world. But I could sit here and say there should probably be 65 NBA regular season games and 65 NHL regular season games. And I had someone recently say this to me, that this person knows what I do for a living, but they are not a sports fan. And that person said, the NBA season is still going on. There's still hockey going on. And they're 100% right. And I don't know if it means anything with the Achilles injuries in the NBA. Because, look, did the Knicks have an Achilles injury? And they played their players so many minutes, right, in the criticism of Tom Thibodeau. But there's just too many games. To try to get me to watch 82 NHL hockey games or 82 NBA games, just too many. It's not needed. So put it to 65. So that's what they're doing in the NHL. It looks like they're going to 84. The NFL, 18 regular season games is what people think is going to end up happening. They're currently at 17. The college football, they want to go to a 16-team college football playoff. And the NCAA tournament supposedly wants to expand to 76. So how do we rank these changes? In terms of ones that we like the most to ones that we like the least. I'm going to be honest. I don't like any of them. This is when Zach Gelb was a little baby. And right, my mom probably had some vegetables. All right, here comes the broccoli. Chugga, 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 choo, choo. Wah. Here comes the asparagus. Chugga, 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 choo, choo. Wah. Here comes the spinach. Chugga, 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 choo, choo. Santa, can you do a little chugga, 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 choo, choo? You're probably good with the baby. What's the approach here? Pretend I'm the baby.
We do the airplane.
Oh. Do you tell your daughter, Alex, do you tell what you're about, the food that's on the spoon or no? Like, take me through the whole thing here.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we'll try to hide it. Sometimes, like,
Set the scene. What's the food item, let's just say?
Let's say, for example, we've got, like, chicken nuggets and broccoli or something.
Okay, that's actually not a bad meal. Yeah. I'm good to be. That's Hickey's diet, right?
PB&J's with. Yeah, yeah. I don't think he eats broccoli.
Yeah.
But, you know, you put a little bit of the chicken, a little bit of the broccoli on the fork together. Ironically, she actually likes the broccoli more than the chicken. But we'll kind of put a little bit both on the fork or in the spoon and trick her that way. And then eventually what she'll do is, as she eats it, she'll take out the thing that she doesn't want and just continue eating the thing that she does want.
But once again, like, you're giving me a piece of broccoli. How does it sound?
I mean, oh.
All right, let's hear how Father Stew would sound. Stu, you're feeding me like some carrots or you're feeding me some broccoli. What would be the approach if I was difficult and not maybe wanting it?
I've had no practice at this.
You sound like you're cutting the grass.
A weed whacker, yes. Might need some work before I have a kid.
I think you should go back to, you know, here comes the carrot train. Chugga 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 chugga
chugga chugga chugga chugga chugga chugga.
You got some time, Stu. You got some time. So anyway, these changes, potential changes or things that are going to happen, I got to rank them 1 through 4. I think the easiest way to do it, the one I like the least, the one I like the most. I don't like any of these, to be clear. I would say the one I like the least in F4 is the 16-team college football playoff. I just think it's way too many teams. 12 is too many teams. 16 is ridiculous. And what's so fun about college football is the great regular season. Like, look at this. We had every team possible stub their toe this year and then some. And we're sitting here debating about Ole Miss and South Carolina, right, and Alabama, and why maybe one of those schools should have got in over, you know, an Indiana or SMU. Like, who cares? So a 16-team college football playoff is my least favorite. then I think this is going to surprise people. 18-game NFL after that. And the reason why I say that is look how bad football is in September and October now. We don't need an extra game to this. We didn't need 17. We don't need 18. And I think it's weird that I'm the one putting football as the ones I hate the most here because I love football the most. So 16-team college football playoff, I have no desire to see that. I know that's going to happen. 18-game NFL regular season, I have no desire to see that's going to happen. After that, I would say 76-team tourney. I do not like it. But let's be real. College basketball, does anyone give a crap about the regular season these days? It's really has turned into just a postseason sport. And then I guess you're only extending two games on the NHL season, so that's the one I think I would want to see the most. Even though I could just as easy sit here and say NHL and NBA should reduce them to about 65 games a year. So that's the way that I would rank that. All right, it is Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's take a timeout. When we come on back, Todd Bowles and Jason Light both got contract extensions. That news became official earlier this morning. How do we view Todd Bowles as a coach? And anyone that was saying that Todd Bowles is on the hot seat, I didn't really get, but there were people saying it. Now you could wave goodbye to Todd Bowles being on the hot seat entering this season. But who is a coach that is on the hot seat entering this season? Stu will give you an answer. Michael Samter will give you an answer. And your boy Zach Gelb will give you an answer as well. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You're listening to the Infinity Sports Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.